Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The annual Crossing Borders Studio Tour is happening, as always, all along the north shore of Lake Superior in conjunction with the Fall Colors, happening September 27th through October 6th. This is a chance to drive the North Shore, tour artists' workshops, meet new people, buy some art, and enjoy the company and refreshments. I spoke with one of the artists whose work north of Two Harbors will be on display through the tour, Dick Cooter from Cooter Pottery. Spoke with us about his work, about opening his studio to the public. I asked him why it's called the Crossing Borders Studio Tour.
Originally, you know, there was a studio in Thunder Bay, a potter named Fritz Lemberg. Because the tour went into Canada. Well, that was one reason why we call it Crossing Borders. The other reason is that there's, in the world of art, there's been a dispute whether craft is art. And we think that our work bridges that divide. And all the artists on this tour are basically working in some form of traditional craft. My name is Dick Cooter, and my medium is pottery. Wood-fired stoneware pottery, functional pots.
Woodfire has that mystique and mysteriousness that maybe some people haven't been around.
Well, I think it does. I have a kiln that is fairly large kiln. It's two chambers, and we can load about between 500 and 600 pieces in it for each fire. We fire about four times a year, usually. And the firing requires that we be stoking the kiln every 10 minutes for about 36 to 38 hours. And during that period of time, we use about 2.5 cord of wood, and we accumulate 2,400 degrees in the kiln. And that's enough to mature the pots and the glazes, and at that point, we close the kiln up and make sure there's no cold drafts getting in it, and come back 5 days later, and the kiln is cool enough to open and get the pots out of it. And each pot is marked by the passage of the records the passage of the flame over it. So ashes land on the pot, and then they melt and turn to glass and glaze the surfaces of the pots. Each pot will show where it stands and where it stood in relation to the fire. And so there's always a lot of surprises, and some of them are not so happy surprises, but many of them are quite happy. And we always hope for the best. And there's a lot riding on it, too, because it has taken us 2 months of making in the workshop to make enough pots to fill the kiln. So a lot is riding on each fire. And we always have expectations. And I suppose, like a kid at Christmas time, you know, you open the kiln and a little bit of a letdown sometimes. And then because you have expectations, you expect to see certain things. And it, at least for myself, I have a way when I open the kiln of seeing what's not there instead of what's there.
Coming through the studio, what will people see that they wouldn't see if they saw you at an art fair?
Well, they'd see my kiln, for one thing, kiln and workshop and the place where I work, which I think we have a really beautiful place. And also they'll be seeing the work of several other artists when they come on the studio tour, because we started thinking we really need to get other work in there to give people a reason to keep coming back, you know, and to mix things up a little bit. We have four other artists as guests here to share the event with us. Tim Lloyd, who is a metalsmith and jeweler from Northfield, Minnesota, and then a potter from Schaefer, Minnesota, Guillermo Cuellar, and another potter, Peter Jadoneth from St. Paul, and woodturner Bob Carls. He lives over by Mille Lacs Lake. And that's that one of our colleagues, Dave Youngner, who is in the first studio along the one closest to Duluth, unexpectedly died about a month ago. And his sister is going to be tending his site on the first weekend.
More information about the list of artists involved and a map of the studios open to the public in the coming weeks is available at crossingbordersstudiotour.com, or just follow the link at KUMD.org. Crossing Borders Studio Tour runs this Friday through Sunday, October 6th, along the North Shore. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Liz Peterson. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. If you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.